This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Well, good morning. It is 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL. It's kind of wet out there. We've had a little rain overnight. Cloudy today, slight chance of drizzle. High today about 68 degrees, pretty much like yesterday. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high of about 70, and actually a pretty good day coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about some new businesses that have launched and opened their doors last night, the official grand opening of Launch. And also hear from the business that's projected to open its doors first at Carborough's 300 East Main. And again, you will hear from UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe as we move on through the morning. Good morning. It is Thursday. I'm Rod Stutz. Simultaneously, 18 new businesses have opened their doors Wednesday evening with the official grand opening of Launch Chapel Hill. Here's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith to talk about that. It was a very festive occasion last evening.
Government, business, and higher education can come together to create a great economy. That's how Chapel Hill got to where it is today, and it's the only way we're going to meet the future we know our community deserves.
Again, that is Mayor Mark Kleinsmith speaking just outside the business incubator located on Rosemary Street. He, along with Launch's entrepreneur-in-residence, Jim Kitchen, UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe, and Orange County Commissioner's Chair Barry Jacobs, symbolized the finalization of a process Downtown Partnership Executive Director Meg McGurk says was almost exactly a year in the making.
We have all of these ventures that have already been in here for a few months that are already growing with these fantastic ideas. I mean, there's some of the most creative ideas inside of Launch right now. We all talk so much about what we want, but we actually made this happen.
The grand opening came on the day when Orange County's unemployment rate for March was released and once again came in as the lowest in the state. Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce President Aaron Nelson says it's opportunities like Launch that will continue to bring that number down and help all of Orange County thrive.
Chapel Hill Carborough and Orange County have a great economy. We were late into this recession. We are first out, and entrepreneurship and innovation is going to be our future. We're going to focus on the university's growth and expansion, the hospital, education, and then things like this, like Launch Chapel Hill, where small and mid-sized enterprise can thrive here in our community.
And while jobs are statistically increasing in Orange County, Chapel Hill relies heavily on the creation of jobs from the university. But as Chancellor Thorpe says, the continuous budget cuts handed out by the state legislature put a kink in that plan.
These are the jobs that will move the meter in terms of the unemployment rate. The university is lucky if we can keep our budget flat right now. So there's not going to be huge amounts of new hiring there, but the entrepreneurial businesses can grow quickly, and the more we start here, the more they can do that and contribute to Orange County's economy. So great news on the unemployment rate, and this is certainly part of the whole picture.
The Venture Lab is 3,500 square feet, so all 18 businesses are literally right next door to each other. While there are mentors and coaches helping them to eventually reach their goals of getting outside the four walls of Launch and helping them to be self-sustaining, Kitchen says some of the help has to come from one another.
A key part of this is really going to be getting these businesses to create this culture where they do support one another.
Each business startup signs a six-month agreement with the Launch. If needed, that contract can be extended to 1 year. Then it's out into Chapel Hill, where Kitchen says there are a lot of opportunities just around the corner.
We have 140 West. Very soon we're going to have 123 West, which is the former University Square space. And then these companies will move to these other places across the street. So it's an incredible new ecosystem that we're developing here.
Wednesday's event welcomed many people from the community to walk through the new business incubator. You can see a gallery of images from the event on our website, chapelboro.com, where you can also find more information on Launch and its 18 ventures and hear the official remarks from Wednesday's grand opening. WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, this is Don Rice, owner of Molly Made Up Chapel Hill, with 5 simple reasons our customers do business with us. Number 1, we clean your home the way you want it clean. 2, you're not bound by a contract. 3, we are true professionals. 4, we work as hard as you do. And number 5, people notice. They really notice. Find out for yourself why hundreds of area families trust Molly Made. Visit MollyMade.com to book a free in-home customized cleaning estimate. MollyMade.com.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Now, let's talk more about those unemployment numbers. Orange County's unemployment rate continued to fall in the final month of the first quarter, dropping an additional 0.3%, a trend that all but one of the state's counties experienced. According to the North Carolina Department of Commerce, Labor, and Economic Analysis Division, Orange County had the lowest unemployment rate, not seasonally adjusted, in North Carolina in March at 5.6%, compared to Graham County, which remained the highest in the state, at 17.8%. The jobless rate in Orange is also down 0.3% from March of last year. The only county that did not see a decrease was Wilson County, which broke even at 12.3%. To see a breakdown of county-by-county unemployment rates from March 2013 across our state, you can visit WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill is growing at a fast rate, and the need for sustainable development is vital for the future of the town. But as we grow, affordable housing is in jeopardy. In 1990, the population was 94,000. As of last year, it had grown to 138,000. Here's Fred Black, a Chapel Hill resident who served in the military for 26 years and is very active in our community.
One of the things that strikes me is that when we talk about growth, in a major way, we're talking about coping with change. And change, of course, can be very, very difficult to deal with, particularly on elected bodies, but even citizen groups have a hard time sometimes getting their hands around change.
Fred Black moderated a panel at WCHL's community forum that focused on how the high cost of development, the lack of affordable housing, the state of public transportation, and how it all affects a town's planning process. George Cianciolo is a Duke University Associate Professor of Pathology and former chair of the Chapel Hill Planning Board. Cianciolo said builders participate in the high-end market as opposed to affordable housing because the cost of getting into the market is so high. He says it isn't worth their risk of investing in affordable housing when they know they'll get the returns from high-end housing. Here is Cianciolo.
I think what we did wrong was we did not keep our eye on the ball in terms of the balance between commercial growth and residential growth. And we've had excellent residential growth. I think we've tried to plan our residential growth. But in doing so, we lost the fact that without that commercial tax base, we put much more pressure on the residential taxpayers.
But Dolores Bailey, Empowerment Inc., says the group has negatively affected affordable housing.
Even as we grapple today, not just with Northside and Pine Knolls, as we look at this over and over again, we are pushing out those people. As we grow and it looks great and we're bringing in lots of different types of people, there's a certain level of folk that are not being addressed.
Here's Carborough Board of Aldermen member Damon Siles.
We have, I think, despite our best intentions, experience a little bit of sprawl. I don't think that that type of residential development is something that is ultimately going to be sustainable.
Orange County Commissioner Renee Price says that when you venture into the rural areas surrounding Chapel Hill, the residential subdivisions have popped up. She says this is causing the loss of farmlands.
We're changing the landscape of Orange County and what it looks like and who's here and who's not here.
Dwight Bassett, Chapel Hill Economic Development Officer, explained that home values are unusually high in the region and about 8% higher in Chapel Hill. This is also accompanied by a high property tax.
We need to go back and understand how we arrived at that destination that we decided we shouldn't let the market dictate what seemed to be appropriate for this area. We should go back to the basic premise that the market will guide and direct itself.
The panel also tackled the idea of public transportation, and they agreed that it goes hand in hand with growth. To read more about that and the other topics covered during the Growth Forum, visit our website, chapelboro.com. UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe says it was possible to narrow the investigation into the African and Afro-American Studies Department at UNC down simply in regards to academics and athletics. It was centered around two figures connected to the department's administrative assistant, Debbie Crowder.
In terms of the athletics part, you know, I think there's been all this discussion about whether it was an athletics thing or wasn't an athletics thing. Of course, the athletes knew about this, and we have been transparent about the fact that Debbie Crowder is the longtime partner of Warren Martin, and it was in the Martin Report, and in my opinion, and maybe not acknowledged to the extent that it should have been, that Burgess McSwain, the longtime basketball tutor, was a close friend of Debbie Crowder's. So that provided the access to what was going on.
You'll hear more from Chancellor Holden Thorpe a little later on this morning, and in our next newscast, in fact. And you can hear part five of the interview with Jim Hebner and Chancellor Holden Thorpe this morning at 8:30, and then again at 3:30 and 5:30 during our WCHL Afternoon and Evening News with Aaron Keck. The interview to be played in its entirety on Saturday and Sunday. WCHL News Time, 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. And time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Traffic very light this morning so far, of course. It's so early, not a lot of it. We have wet roads out there because of quite a lot of overnight rain. And it's a little slick, but other than that, no problems to report this morning. That situation will certainly change a little later on in the morning. And when it does, if you spot anything out of the ordinary at all, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Pass it along to us, and we'll pass it along to everybody else. All right, time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And the forecast is brought to you this morning by USA Flooring, now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials, soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. Cloudy today, slight chance of drizzle continuing, pretty much like yesterday. Our high temperature today in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of about 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 45. Then on Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. And then on Sunday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs of about 70 degrees. Lows in the low 50s on Sunday night. And then Monday to start the brand new week, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain in the high up in the low 70s. So kind of mild temperatures here and big chance of rain coming up. WCHL 619. David Letterman, not available this morning. We have WCHL Championship Sports on the way next.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they have been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at cedarburgkitchens.com.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Wright Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. when you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Good morning. It is 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Citadel Bulldogs didn't have to wait long in last night's game at Bochimer Stadium to see why Carolina is the top-ranked baseball team in the country. In the bottom of the second inning, Colin Moran unleashed a grand slam in the right field to put the Tar Heels on top of the Bulldogs by a score of 6-0. P.J. Hairston threw the opening pitch of the game, warming up the mound for Hobbs Johnson, who in five innings allowed just two hits and pitched a season-high 9 strikeouts for the Tar Heels. Sophomore Michael Russell helped tack on another run for Carolina in the fifth inning with an RBI single to send Brian Hulbertson home. Russell's bat was hot again in the seventh inning, in the bottom of the seventh, when he unloaded a 3-run homer to left field to give Carolina a 10-0 lead over the Citadel.
The first pitch to Russell. This is hit hard towards left field. Going back is DeCarroll again. Looking up and see ya! A 3-run homer. Michael Russell has made it 10-0, Carolina.
Tar Heels added three more runs in the eighth inning while neglecting to allow the Citadel to score. Tar Heels won their eighth shutout game of the season. Final score, UNC 13, Citadel nothing. With a win, Carolina improves to 42-4 overall. A remarkable record, still 19-3 in the ACC. Citadel is now 27-19 overall, and they are 14-7 in the Southern Conference. Not a bad baseball team, but certainly got wiped out last night by Carolina. Tar Heels will get a brief break for exams before they suit up on Tuesday. Tuesday of next week, May 7th, to take on James Madison at 6 p.m. in Chapel Hill. Former Carolina men's basketball coach Bill Guthridge will be inducted into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame today. Guthridge was Dean Smith's assistant coach for 36 years. He repeatedly declined head coaching offers from other universities, electing to stay with Smith and the Carolina basketball program. When Smith retired in October of 1997, Guthridge became the head coach of the Tar Heels. He led UNC to an ACC championship and two berths in the Final Four during his 3 years as head coach. In 1998, Guthridge became the sixth person to play on a Final Four team. He played for Kansas State as a student athlete and then lead Final Four team as head coach. Guthridge was named National Coach of the Year in the same season. Guthridge's inductee class includes Kelvin Bryant, former Carolina football player, Ron Francis, Wade Garrett, Tommy Helms, Marion Kirby, Rick McGeorge, Hugh Morton, Bob Quincy, Marty Sheets, and Mildred Southern. The 50th annual induction banquet for the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame is set for this evening at the Raleigh Convention Center. If you'd like ticket information, you can go to WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. But again, congratulations to, first of all, Kelvin Bryant, former Carolina football star, and all-around good guy, being inducted into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. And certainly, Bill Guthridge, former Carolina assistant coach and head coach. And another all-around good guy you see around town a lot. Bill Guthridge, congratulations for your induction into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame.
Hello, I'm Robbie Oakes, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. As a Chapel Hill native and a UNC grad, I am proud to work with the only locally owned mortgage bank in Chapel Hill. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows. Whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels.
The Osgood File. Sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood. The third night after the Boston Marathon bombings, the two Tsarnaev brothers jumped into the car of a Chinese immigrant whose identity has not yet been revealed. The man escaped from the car and phoned police, and this is what led to the end of the terror. Our CBS News colleague John Miller, a former FBI man, has since interviewed the man. Danny, he calls himself. On television, his image and voice were disguised for his own protection. It is the disguised voice you'll hear after this.
In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process?
Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. Let an auto owner's independent insurance agent have your back, so when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
John Miller tells us,
as the two Marathon bombers drove their hostage Danny around, he had to communicate with friends and roommates without arousing their suspicions because he had a gun to his head.
Before we arrived at the gas station, I received a text from my roommates asking me where I was, and she said that it's dangerous outside, so wanted me back.
So she's saying, why haven't you come home yet?
Yeah, she was asking about that.
Did you answer the text?
I didn't answer the text, but the terminal answered. The text was in Chinese. He asked me, what did she say? And I told him what I roommate said, and he used the English to Chinese app in my phone. So he translated some English to Chinese and gave it back to my roommate.
And his message was what?
The message was, I'm sick. I'm going to sleep in my friend's home tonight. In Chinese.
And he used the Chinese to English translation app in your phone?
Yes.
It's kind of smart.
He was smart. He was very, careful.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
This is Richard Quinn from Fifth Season Gardening. It's spring planting season, and we're ready to show you how to grow organically with organic seeds, vegetable starts, soil, fertilizer, and pest control. We're equally proud of our nursery, stocked with an unusual variety of annuals, perennials, and fruit trees, and ceramic pots in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Garden smart at Fifth Season, downtown Carrboro.
Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down, Fifth Season. Garden Company.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. It's 60% off, $125 for 1 month of unlimited Jiu-Jitsu classes, available now for $76. Head trainer Mozzie's Heyderi has over 30 years martial arts experience. Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu teaches a Brazilian martial art that focuses on practical self-defense techniques. Classes are fun and a great workout. It's 61% off from Chapel Hill Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it's 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you this morning. morning by Grenville Jewelers. If you have your eye on an engagement ring or the custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grenville Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grenville's in the Village Plaza, next door to Whole Foods. Cloudy with a slight chance of drizzle, pretty much like yesterday's weather. Our high temperature today in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 48. And tomorrow, a nicer day, mostly sunny with a high of about 70 degrees.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Dave Barrett, an American, tour operator Kenneth Bay, has been sentenced to 15 years hard labor after North Korea said he committed unspecified crimes against the state.
The North Korean judicial system is not transparent. We're not exactly aware of what his activities were and what he had done in North Korea.
Dr. Daniel Pinkston's an analyst at the International Crisis Group in Seoul.
The tension is very high. And North Korea does not appear to be in the mood for compromise and making any concessions right now.
Also in Seoul, reporter Jason Strother, who says some kind of deal could be worked out eventually.
It's certainly not uncommon for North Korea to use this type of situation as a bargaining chip to get Washington to the negotiating table. They did so in 2009 with the arrest of the two American journalists. Kim Jong-il had always wanted Bill Clinton to come and visit, and he got it.
Mr. Clinton helped negotiate the release of those journalists. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock. WCHL, 55 degrees right now. Cloudy, slight chance of a little light rain, probably in the form of drizzle today. High today in the upper 60s. Kind of a dreary day like yesterday, but not so bad. Could be a lot worse, that's for sure. Mild temperatures over the next several days. Simultaneously, 18 new businesses opened their doors last night with the official grand opening of Launch Chapel Hill. And WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Government, business, and higher education can come together to create a great economy. That's how Chapel Hill got to where it is today, and it's the only way we're going to meet the future we know our community deserves.
That's Chapel Hill's Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt speaking just outside the business incubator located on Rosemary Street. He, along with Launch's entrepreneur-in-residence Jim Kitchen, UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe, and Orange County Commissioner's Chair Barry Jacobs, symbolized the finalization of a process Downtown Partnership Executive Director Meg McGurk says was almost exactly a year in the making.
We have all of these ventures that have already been in here for a few months that are already growing with these fantastic ideas. I mean, there's some of the most creative ideas inside of Launch right now. We all talk so much about what we want, but we actually made this happen.
The grand opening came on the day when Orange County's unemployment rate for March was released and once again came in as the lowest in the state. Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce President Aaron Nelson says it's opportunities like Launch that will continue to bring that number down and help all of Orange County thrive.
Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County have a great economy. We were late into this recession. We are first out, and entrepreneurship and innovation is going to be our future. We're going to focus on the university's growth and expansion, the hospital, education, and then things like this, like Launch Chapel Hill, where small and mid-sized enterprise can thrive here in our community.
And while jobs are statistically increasing in Orange County, Chapel Hill relies heavily on the creation of jobs from UNC. But as Chancellor Thorpe says, the continuous budget cuts handed out by the state legislature put a kink in that plan.
These are the jobs that will move the meter in terms of the unemployment rate. The university is lucky if we could keep our budget flat right now. So there's not going to be huge amounts of new hiring there. But the entrepreneurial businesses can grow quickly, and the more we start here, the more they can do that and contribute to Orange County's economy. So great news on the unemployment rate, and this is certainly part of the whole picture.
The Venture Lab is 3,500 square feet, so all 18 businesses are literally right next door to each other. While there are mentors and coaches helping them to eventually reach their goals of getting outside the four walls of Launch and helping them to be self-sustaining, Kitchen says some of the help has to come from one another.
A key part of this is really going to be getting these businesses to create this culture where they do support one another.
Each business startup signs a six-month agreement with Launch. If needed, that contract can be extended to 1 year. Then it's out into Chapel Hill, where Kitchen says there are a lot of opportunities just around the corner.
We have 140 West. Very soon we're going to have 123 West, which is the former University Square space. And then these companies will move to these other places across the street. So it's an incredible new ecosystem that we're developing here.
Last night's event welcomed many people from the community to walk through the new business incubator. You can see a gallery of images from the event on our website, chapelboro.com, where you can also find more information on launch and its 18 ventures and hear the official remarks from last night's grand opening. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Cameron's Gift Shop is changing locations after 32 years at University Mall. It's moving to the 300 East Main Street space, 300 East Main space, I should say, the redevelopment project that hopes to be the entertainment, dining, and shopping center of downtown Carborough. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We just started thinking about new possibilities, different things we could do to increase our traffic. And at the same time, we'd heard about 300 East Main and found it intriguing, so we started a conversation with them and pretty instantly felt like it was the right place for us.
That's Wendy Smith of Cameron's. The shop calls itself a local gallery of jewelry, cards, clothing, bath, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff. Cameron's has been in their current space since 1987, but have been in the University Mall location since 1981. Cameron's will most likely be the first tenant to open in 300 East Main. Smith says they hope to move into their new space by late July or early August this year. Leasing agent Patty Benedict is a partner with Main Street Properties, the developer behind the project. She says Cameron's was a good fit for the space because it's been a part of the community for decades.
From the beginning, particularly really for this first phase, we have focused on targeting North Carolina-based companies, restaurants, and retail space to get them to the area.
Joining Cameron's will be the Charlotte-based Hickory Tavern, a family dining and sports cafe. Moonlight Management of Raleigh will be opening two restaurants in the location, East Main Meatball Shop and a tequila and empanadas restaurant that's still in the conceptual stages.
I think Carborough really does buy local, and I think Chapel Hill does as well, that they appreciate boutique and unique food offerings and tastings.
Benedict explains 300 East Main's development will be done in three phases. The opening of their restaurants and Cameron's relocation is a part of phase one. She says about 18,000 square feet of the first floor retail and restaurant spaces will be completed as a part of the first phase, as well as a parking deck adding 500 spaces. Hampton Inn and Suites is currently under construction right now. It's also included in phase one of the project. For more information about 300 East Main and the other phases of the redevelopment, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe says it was possible to narrow down the investigation into the African and Afro-American Studies Department at UNC simply in regards to academics and athletics. It would center around two figures connected to the department's administrative assistant, Debbie Crowder.
In terms of the athletics part, you know, I think there's been all this discussion about whether it was an athletics thing or wasn't an athletics thing. Of course, the athletes knew about this. And we have been transparent about the fact that Debbie Crowder is the longtime partner of Warren Martin. And it was in the Martin Report, and in my opinion, maybe not acknowledged to the extent that it should have been, that Burgess McSwain, the longtime basketball tutor, was a close, close friend of Debbie Crowder's. So that provided the access to what was going on.
The aftermath of the multiple investigations into the AFAM department, both internal and external, have left the university with a myriad of policies to try and make sure the same thing doesn't happen again. However, Chancellor Thorpe says he hopes it's not too much.
The only thing that worries me about the changes in oversight is whether it's overkill and whether we'll be able to sustain it. So I think there's no question that we've got lots of policies in place to catch this kind of thing. But I think more importantly, in terms of the culture, as I've said numerous times in this interview, is, you know, recognizing that this place isn't perfect and things can happen here. And this happened for 14 years, and lots of great, great people who served this university well were administrators during that time, and none of us caught this.
These comments were made in a WCHL News special end-of-term interview with Jim Hebner. You can hear part five of that interview this morning at 8:30. Then again at 3:30 and 5:30 during the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News with Aaron Keck. The interview will be played in its entirety on Saturday and Sunday. WCHL News Time, 6:40. 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Raleigh Mann has today's commentary coming up next. He talks about the new traffic light in front of the newly reopened and expanded Chapel Hill Library. What do you think of it? Raleigh will give you his opinion coming up on today's commentary. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Women's Voices Chorus invites you to our spring concert, The Foibles of Fauna. We'll take you on a world tour of music about animals in a delightful performance that's fun for all ages. The concert is Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Chapel Hill. Tickets are available at the door or online at womensvoiceschorus.org, where you can learn more about us and our spring concert. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Good morning. It is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock. WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Talk about overlooking the obvious. The story goes that Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were on a camping trip, and they pitched their tent under the stars and went to sleep. In the middle of the night, Holmes awakened and said, "Watson, look up and tell me what you deduce." Opening his eyes, Watson said, "I see billions of stars. It's likely that some of these stars have planetary systems, and furthermore, I deduce there's probably oxygen on some of those planets, and it's possible that life has developed on a few of them. Is that what you see?" Holmes replied, "No, you idiot. Somebody stole our tent." Now, about that new traffic light on Estes Drive near the newly remodeled library. This is not to suggest that those who plan traffic improvements in Chapel Hill are idiots. Of course they aren't. They do some very nice things. That new traffic light does help the folks coming from the library, after all. But you do have to wonder if those planners actually drive in this town. The other day, I saw several drivers trying to take advantage of that new traffic light and enter Estes Drive. I say trying to because, of course, that left turn lane at Estes Drive and East Franklin Street, the one that lets eastbound traffic turn north onto Franklin, was back far up the hill, as usual, making it difficult for library patrons to shoehorn their way onto Estes Drive. Have you noticed? It seems that that turn lane usually is backed way up, several cars deep, and drivers who want to turn left have to squeeze over into the straight-ahead lane and cheat over the center line. Unsafe and illegal. It's been that way for years. Do you think we might have fixed that problem first before we put in that traffic light? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Morning, it is 6:44, 16 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Carolina baseball team improved to 42-4 on Wednesday night, knocking off the Citadel by a score of 13-0. P.J. Hairston tossed out the first pitch, and then Hobbs Johnson would retire the first four hitters that he faced via strikeout. Michael Russell hit a three-run homer in the seventh, and Colin Moran with the second grand slam of the season in the second, all combining on the victory. Here's what the head coach of the Mike Fox had to say after win number 42.
You know, we used the pitchers that we wanted to. Obviously a big swing of the bat there from Colin. But, boy, I tell you, Landon Lasser, that kid just continues to get on base. I think everybody's, everybody's looking at Colin, of course, but that Colin, Landon, he's walked and, just a 3-2 walk and gets on base, and they have to pitch to Colin. So I thought Hobbs was terrific, and you know, obviously we got Kent some work and got Mason in there and Chris. Exactly how we scripted out, get a lot of guys at bats, and, you know, a good win for us going into this break.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So the Tar Heel baseball team will head into the exam period on a good note, winning 13-0 versus the Citadel. James Madison comes to town next week for a midweek series on May 7th and May 8th.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL, Tar Heel baseball team just keeps rolling right along. Just a little bit of a break now for exams, and they will be back in action next Tuesday night. Still only lost four games all season long. 6:47 at WCHL, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail is in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here this morning, Rachel Nash.
Good morning, Ron.
Once
How
again.
Are you?
How are you doing? Feel bright and chipper?
Yeah, I'm getting used to it.
Yeah,
getting used to rising and shining early.
Well, I got good news. Not good news. I got news for you. You'll never get used to it. At least I've never gotten used to getting up that early. After I get here, I'm fine, but getting up that early is really tough sometimes.
But we're doing it.
But, of course, we're preaching to the choir.
Right.
Because all the people listening out there are up early, too.
They're early birds as well.
They know exactly what we're talking about. So, at any rate, the traffic this morning, what's happening out there?
What's happening? It looks all clear right now. I-40, 15501, 54 in Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents right now, crossing our fingers. But if you do see something anytime throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call and be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 if you see something. Or you can tweet us at WCHL, but do it safely if you feel like tweeting us and telling us about anything that's going on out there.
Well, if you call the newsroom, you'll talk with either Rachel or perhaps Ran.
Ran the man.
And then we'll pass along the word to everybody else.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much. I think you just acquired a new nickname. I like that. All right. Hey, take care, and we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening, organic gardening, homebrew, hydroponics, cheese making, canning, and much more at their downtown Carrboro store. Fifth Season is not your garden variety gardening store. Fifth Season Gardening Company. Now, your Chapel Hill cover to weather, 55 degrees, cloudy with a slight chance of drizzle. Our high today, about 68 degrees. Of course, at 68 in Chapel Hill, 67 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high of about 70 degrees. Coming up next, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero on the way right after this.
They don't make them like they used to. Now, if we're talking about cars, that's a good thing. But with fine jewelry, not necessarily. Certain techniques are simply too labor-intensive. Certain gems are no longer available. Whether it's the elegant feminine lines of the Victorians, the exquisite lace-like platinum of the Edwardians, or the bold geometry of Art Deco, a vintage piece of jewelry can be an irreproducible work of art. And the fact that it may have been worn and treasured by someone who traveled on horseback in steamship and wrote long letters by hand adds a special magic, evoking another time and place. This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and on Saturday, May 4th, we will be having our annual estate jewelry show and sale. For one day only, we will have over $2 million worth of gorgeous period and antique pieces priced from $300,000 to $30,000. Don't miss this opportunity to own a piece of history. That's Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 5 at Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We'll start with actor Theodore Bickel, 89 years old today, and singer Engelbert Humperdinck is 77. Can you imagine going through life with a name like Engelbert Humperdinck? He's 77 years old today. Bianca Jagger, actress and political activist, and of course, probably nobody would know her if she hadn't been married to Mick for a long time. 68 years old today, Bianca. Singer Leslie Gore, 67. Singer-songwriter Larry Gatlin, 65. Lou Graham, lead singer Foreigner, 63. Actress Christine Baranski, great role on The Good Wife right now, 61 years old today. Singer Angela Bofill is 59. Country singer Ty Herndon, 51 years old today. Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, 41 years old today. Wrestler turned actor. Soccer player David Beckham, 38 years old today. And pop singer Lily Rose Cooper, 28. Olympic gold medal figure skater Sarah Hughes is 28 years old today. And we have a local celebrity celebrating a birthday. She is our birthday winner of the day, Margie Haber. Actually, her birthday is tomorrow, so I just wanted to give you, this is going to be such a big celebration, I wanted to give you a whole day's notice on this. Margie Haber celebrates her birthday tomorrow, and the whole community is going to celebrate with her. She will also get a $10 gift certificate from University of Florida in downtown Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street. Happy birthday, Margie Haber, from all your friends here at WCHL.
Thursday morning, 97.9 FM, WCHL. That's right. That's along with Fred Kiger.
Who?
Fred Kiger.
If I heard that.
Fred Wagoner.
Oh, if I
Kiger.
Heard that, I knew I was in big trouble.
I know. It was your mom.
Fred Wagoner Kiger.
Calling you to come in at the
boy.
End of the day.
I don't know.
Fred Wagoner Kiger. No, get your butt in here.
No, she never did that. But she wasn't afraid to. Did you ever get switched? I got switched.
No. You got switched at birth?
No. Oh, I did do that.
I had.
Remember they gave me to the wrong mother my first day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I was switched.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. But anyway. No, I used to get, you know, my mom and dad, we were of the generation where you got spanked.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I used to. That was threatened sometimes.
Yeah.
You want me to go get a switch?
Oh, my mom would. Oh, I'd have to go get my own switch.
Yeah.
And clean it off for her and then hand it to her. Now, if it wasn't like you're getting clobbered or anything, but
yeah.
the old whole act of whatever just kind of freaked you out.
Yeah, you know, we're probably going to get complaints, calls from people about this right now, because that's not the way we parent
no,
these days.
No, but I know. I understand that. But
yeah.
We were of that
generation
where
right.
It was, you know. And you know what? I never at any point questioned whether my mother or father loved me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I knew I'd messed up and I was being, quote, punished.
I got spanked a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got spanked, got switched, but there was never anything, you know.
You turned out all right.
Well, I did okay.
It was never anything really bad.
No. You know?
I got paddled in class, too.
I got paddled twice in school, yeah.
Yeah, I remember fifth grade.
I forgot to get my gym uniform washed.
Well, when I was fifth grade, a couple of other guys and I went downtown to the drugstore and got a fountain drink and a pack of Nabs.
Oh, baby.
You know, during class one day.
Yeah, you were living large.
I got in big-time trouble for that.
Ooh. Yeah, you did.
That's the worst paddling I got.
Yikes.
10 years old.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Was it more than one?
More than one.
Did you get more than one?
I had a couple of others.
But, I mean, on that particular setting, did you get hit more than once, or was it just one pop?
Oh, no. It was several.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Mrs. Covington.
You still remember?
Yeah, I do. She made an impression on me.
Yeah. All right, how are we going to segue into this? Baseball unofficial mascots.
All right.
This could be a punishing question for some. Perhaps.
Have at it, man. I love
baseball unofficial mascots.
All right.
All right, here we go. What Major League Baseball team was inspired to use the Rally Monkey?
The Rally Monkey?
The Rally Monkey.
I do not remember
what
that.
What Major League Baseball team is inspired to use the Rally Monkey?
I used to do public address announcing for a minor league baseball team in Rocky Mount, and there was a guy who would stand up on the third baseline all the time.
Yeah.
stand right behind the dugout, and he'd get on the dugout had a tin roof, and he would just pound on that dugout, and he had a stuffed monkey with him all the time. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what he said all the time, trying to disrupt the pitcher's concentration. You know,
that would disrupt a lot of people.
Yeah, it would, man. He was really annoying.
Well, this is I'm not sure it's annoying. But the rally monkey. If anybody watches ESPN, ESPN has made the rally monkey famous.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, but give us a call if you do, you baseball fans out there. 919-929-WCHL.
All right.
And if you call and get the correct answer, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to
Cruisers.
Where you're good to go.
Yes, sir.
Trade a prize that's brought in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Call right now.
Call us.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeffrey Robinson is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Jeffrey Robinson is one of our ESL teachers. He is at Carrboro High School, and he is outstanding. He has started a homework club after school for students that need some extra support with math and writing and any subjects that they need help a couple afternoons a week. And he's got about 50 students staying after school to get extra help from volunteers.
That's George Ann McKay, ESL and volunteer specialist with the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System. Tonight, I'll be at the school board meeting to present Jeffrey Robinson with a WCHL award for use of volunteers in the classroom.
This award is given each year to a teacher who has consistently made use of volunteers during the school year, and they've offered that opportunity to students to get the support, so they've worked well with volunteers, and they just have done a wonderful job managing volunteers, which he has done this year as well as years past. He was a teacher at East Chapel Hill High before going over to Carver High School, so he's consistently, year after year, had volunteers in the school supporting students.
Not only is Jeffrey Robinson supportive of the students, but he also supports the volunteers in a big way.
He provides volunteers with the materials, whatever they need to work with a student and what they're struggling with, if it's science, what the project is. And so they have this hour after school that these kids are getting some great help, and these volunteers feel like, oh, they're really needed. So he makes them feel like their time is valued while they're there in the afternoon.
If you'd like to volunteer,
our school system makes available opportunities for community people, for UNC students, for retired people to come into the schools, help in a classroom, and this is pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. With any needs that teachers have, that students in the classroom need support, we have school reading partners, writing volunteers, ESL volunteers, and the list goes on and on.
Jeffrey Robinson certainly makes great use of volunteers.
Ah, he's a fun guy. The kids like him. They say, oh, Mr. Robinson, he knows everything. So he really does know exactly what the students are need, and he really makes his presence known. The kids come to him for help.
Our thanks to George Ann McKay for the nomination, and congratulations, Jeffrey Robinson, ESL teacher at Carrboro High School. He's today's WCHL hometown
hero.
Performance
Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
I don't watch very much Major League Baseball on TV. So what's the answer, Freddie?
All right. What Major League team has been inspired to use the rally monkey?
No, that's the question. What's the answer?
Well, I'm supposed to repeat the question. We've recorded a format here. The right. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Really?
Yeah, the Anaheim Angels.
The rally monkey?
The rally monkey. Introduced June the 6th, 2000, the Angels were trailing the San Francisco Giants 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
And then two video board operators, Dean Frolino and Jason Humes, took a clip of a monkey jumping around from the 1994 Jim Carrey movie Ace Ventura.
And they've used it ever since, haven't they? Congratulations, Emily Scroggs, our winner today. She gets a Swaptivity prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill.